Talk Show. It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 355.
With the ass and the dick.
Oh, and the cock.
The reason I say that, I have to spin my hat now. Because there.
Is Tommy has a hat that says cock on it, and it's got a rooster. And I've got a donkey.
Fresh from Mykonos. He's tired. He's been carrying around a bunch of drunk gronks.
Yeah.
That's how you get around in Mykonos, did you ever, 97.
Mykonos. Did I go to Mykonos?
Santorini also. People are cruising on donkeys. But you could go to a nightclub and then get a ride home on a donkey.
Yeah. I don't know if it's... I think I've seen some in Santorini and I felt a little bit bad about the whole thing.
Oh, they all just look a bit upset, you know. They're all just fucking, you know, clonking along. But they're workhorses. They work donkeys. So I don't know how much actually is going on in their heads.
I was wondering that. 3D Dill and I went to the Penguins in Phillip Island on the weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
I was wondering, like, what are the Penguins thinking?
I don't know how much they're thinking. They're thinking about their next meal.
Well, we've got 3D Dill is currently live streaming for 5 minutes only.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mr. 97 is back after in the studio.
Recovered.
Yeah.
After nearly shitting his pants on Friday.
Yeah, big recovery.
He's got a coconut oil in his hair and he's feeling good for a Monday.
Yeah, definitely.
How was your gym session?
This morning?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Dill came along.
Mm-hmm. He actually captured live footage of the coconut crew applying coconut oil.
Yeah, in action. Yeah, no, so Dill came along. Andre was there as well. We did a leg workout and then went into the sauna.
Beautiful.
It does sound nice.
And some lathering.
And Dill nearly threw up as well. So
really?
What? Yeah. Being unfit or what's
no,
the problem?
No, I was doing a workout that I was never used to.
So you're unfit.
Yeah. What was the workout?
Doing a sled push with the 100-pound weight on it.
I do get motion sick doing that.
Yeah, I had you doing that.
Because remember, and I worked out that I couldn't have coffee before. Like
out many things, but...
Yeah, that was one of them. I don't
I mean,
that.
Motion sickness. It is the time to get motion sickness because you are actually physically moving.
Well, it's because
you're pushing.
Your head is so... Like, you sort of... Yeah. Leaning down, mm-hmm. which makes you, is that what made you feel sick?
I think so, because all the blood was then rushing to my legs, my arms, and my head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And not my stomach. Which
right,
is
just suck it up, boys.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. Sled. Yeah. You missed out on a bit last week, Mr. 97. I mean, Friday.
He's gone for a day.
The floor. Yeah, wow.
And he still managed to do all the editing. He actually did all the work that he needed to
do. We had some big things happen in my fraud case. Mm. Well, it never was a fraud case to start with.
You know what? I didn't even write this down on Asana. I'd sort of put it in the back of my mind. This was the most outrageous Friday I've ever experienced.
It was crazy. So we talked about how Josh and I both applied for credit cards to get funding for some iMac computers.
Well, just finance. If you go on the Apple website and you go to buy an iMac, you can sometimes see 12 months interest free and you click through and you're essentially going to a third party finance company, which is Latitude, and they basically do a credit check and then you get the finance.
You can pretty much get and purchase a computer within 48 hours without walking in a store. It's unbelievable.
Unless you are 91-year-old Tommy Jacket. So you would have heard that Tommy mentioned the fact that he screwed up the his application.
I mean, it's one of the biggest screw-ups because I don't know how – my birthday is 1988 and somehow I put in 1928 because I'd say it's a human error at that point. But how do I get 1928? Yes. But why am I down near the – like I'm using my computer. Why am I down near the 2?
That's why it's so upsetting.
When it's 8. No, it's fucked up. And so anyway, I just went through. They approved my application. I had $6,000 to spend. I'm a 90-something-year-old
91
bloke who sounds fit as a fiddle, even the woman from Apple. This is how I worked it out. She said to me, oh – you don't sound like you're 90 because your thing says 1928. I was like, oh, that's a stuff up. I'll have to change it. And so I went down this rabbit hole of working out how to change it. I got passed through about 4 people. Turns out I had to send to a PO box a physical photo of my fucking driver's license, which I'm like, no way. I'm just going to keep lying. And this guy said to me, because I said to him, couldn't I just continue with the process and say that that's my birth year and then I'll change it later? And he said, yeah. So I was like, sweet.
It's outrageous. Actually, 3D Dill, you can keep going on the live stream because people need to hear the whole fucking story of this.
And so anyway, that's it.
Well, that's where we thought that it sort of finished, which was like you were just accepting the fact that when you called up the finance company and they said, hey, we just need some verification, that you would say 1928 every time.
I didn't want to confuse things.
And I was already confused at that point, thinking this isn't great, but the idea of you doing all the PO box stuff,
it was a nightmare.
Like a bigger nightmare.
They didn't have a digital option. They didn't have an
fax
inbox.
I don't know if that's technically digital. It's not digital.
Fuck, it's pretty prehistoric. Well, we had
prehistoric. Don't know.
They didn't have. What do you mean?
Can you look up prehistoric?
Sure.
Prehistory, is that what that means?
Prehistoric, like dinosaur era.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Relating to a period before written records.
Yeah, so I'm just saying it's really fucking old.
I know.
Who the hell uses faxes?
I know, but it's primitive. Not prehistoric.
It's being hyperbolic.
Yeah, I know it was. But anyway.
It's fucking, stop getting into the nuance.
So on Friday, everything was going fine. Yeah. We were managing Mr. 97's stuff while he was away trying to get the show live. That's why on Friday the show came out, I think, about 4 p.m., 5 p.m.
Yeah, I called up because I was like needing to make the purchase, and I spoke to the woman from Apple when she said, look, I'll put that through now. And she said, it's been declined and it doesn't say why. Would you be able to call the financial institute?
Yeah, and then you had a meeting. You had a phone chat with our mate Durham. Durham? He's spelled Durham.
D-H-U-R-A-M? Durham? No, D-U-R-H-A-M.
I'm so sorry, Durham.
Durham. I didn't stuff up his name. I stuffed up the wording when but it's D-U-R-H-A-M. Durham.
Durham.
Only Durham I know.
So you're chatting to Durham.
And the and best quality
you're one. On the phone to him.
Yeah.
And I get a call from, I've already put my purchase through. The iMac is on its way, basically getting made and on its way. I get a call from the finance company, right, Latitude. We had completely separate applications.
Yeah.
Right? The only thing that was the same was our employer is obviously a big media company.
Yeah.
And the delivery address is the same. I get a call from a guy from Latitude Finance who says, hi, am I speaking with Josh, blah, blah, blah. He said, I'm just about your application. I said, hey, it's all good. I've spoken to Apple. I've gone. It's all through. It's all done. So it's all fine. Mm. So I went to hang up and he said, oh, actually, no, this was something else. And he asked for my details for verification. And then he said, do you know a Thomas Jacket? Whenever
I've been noted.
Whenever you hear the words, do you know Thomas Jacket? Even though I know Tommy, I never know what to say.
Why?
Do you know Thomas Jacket?
It's a weird call. Why? And what was your response?
And I said, yes, he's my colleague. And then he said, is he 91 years old? And then I panicked and I said, no. But as I said no, I said, no, you do not have the right to be asking information about Thomas. If you want to speak to Thomas about his age, you call him directly. Right? So that was done. I hang up. Hayden Dibb came over and he actually gave us these wonderful hats. Thank you, Hayden. And so Hayden and I went to the PO box just for something to do while you were on the phone to Durham. Yeah. And then you get off the phone. You had 10 missed calls.
Yeah, I had 10 missed calls. I didn't know who they were from. I didn't call them back. But then I did receive a call.
You got a call from a lady named Stephanie.
Yeah, Stephanie. Wow. Her tone with me was out of control.
Well, she was from the fraud team at Latitude Finance.
Which I later realised. She said to me, are you, is this Thomas Jacket? I said, yeah.
Do you even panic? Like, do you panic the same way I panic when someone says...
What are you talking about? She's like, look, I'm just calling about your account. It's been flagged for fraud. I said, what do you mean? She said, well, we received a call from Thomas and you're not Thomas. I was like, what are you talking about? I am Thomas and this, I haven't flagged any account for fraud.
Can I say, hearing you on the phone saying, I am Thomas, was the most frustrating. I'm like, you know, only Tommy could fuck this up so bad that they don't even think it's you.
No, she was flat out saying, no, this is not Thomas. We've spoken to Thomas and the account has been flagged for fraud. Is there anything I can help you with? I said, I am Thomas. I gave her some, I gave her some explaining about what had happened, the age thing, and what the guy told me. Just do it. change it after. I spoke to four people. I had to send something in. Anyway, I ended up telling her, I've got the documents. I can verify this account. I've got my license here.
It was the PO box that you had an issue with. You didn't want a fax or PO box.
Yeah, mate, take me 2 days.
And so Stephanie gives you an email address.
Finally, this is what I wanted. I just wanted to clear it up. So I quickly got some screenshots of my bank account.
But she's put you on hold at this point. So you've said, I'll send the email. She goes, okay, can you just go on hold? Then unknown number calls. Hello, this is Josh. Hi, my name's Stephanie. I'm calling from Ledger. Hi, Stephanie. Yeah, I believe you were just talking to my mate Tommy, blah, blah, blah. You know, he's next to me. And she goes, oh, hi, Josh, but I can't speak about other applications or, you know, but I do need verification. Your account has been flagged for fraud. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, how has this happened? And so I said, I've actually done the application. Like, I've ordered the computer. It's all there. And so she said, oh, you've got X amount of money. I said, how much money does it say I've got available on the account? Because we transferred money. Like, it wasn't all finance. You basically can top it up. So we had topped up a couple of grand to give us the full amount. And she gave me the amount and all that sort of thing. And she said, I'm going to need a driver's license and statements and stuff sent through. And the one thing I hate is admin. And so when she says this, I was just like, but I've made the purchase. And then I turned it on her and I said, hang on, Stephanie, you're in the fraud department. You haven't asked for a verification of my date of birth,
driver's license, name, anything.
Yeah. And you're giving me details about the account.
How did she react to that? Because it didn't sound good.
Oh, no, she didn't react very well. She went quiet. She's like, I think she felt that she fucked up.
Oh, she fucked up.
And she said, Joshua, that's general advice. And then I said, you know, like, how do you know that you're speaking with Josh? And then she said, are you saying that you're not Josh? I'm like, fucking hell. And then she says, because you sound a lot like Thomas. And so then I'm like, what, you think we're the same person? And I said, he's sitting next to me. And so I get the phone. I go, okay, I'm going to talk now. And Tommy, you talk. And
hey, then, hi, Stephanie, how are you?
And then we're like, okay, now let's talk at the same time. Hello, hi, this Stephanie, is Josh. I'm talking. And she couldn't help but laugh at that point. And then I said, look, I'm very annoyed that I have to do this. I said, Tommy sent the email. She said, I haven't received an email from Tommy. Yeah. I said, I've watched him send it. And I said, what was the email address? And I said, Tommy, bring up your email.
Yeah, yeah.
She gives me the email address. Tommy's misfucking written the email address. So not only is it the date of birth.
It wasn't misfucking. It was a .com.au that I sent it to, and it was .com that I should have sent it to. Which isn't that much of a stuff up. You'd think that
it's enough of a stuff up that the way emails work is it doesn't get to them.
They should sort that out though.
They don't sort of, they're like, it's only
actually,
two.
It's actually a website though, .com.au. Same company. Anyway, so I sent it the wrong way. Anyway, I sent it. They were so apologetic. They massively fucked up.
So it took Stephanie getting off the phone. She probably just went to big media because she just looked at bigmediacompany.com. She'd be able to look at all of the, like, oh, there's Josh's bio. There's Tommy's
bio. We're right there. YouTube me. Look at our podcast. Listen to our podcast.
I mean, we've got the most amount of content that anyone could. And so but it was
a fucking clusterfuck.
Derailed our Friday.
It was a
3D deal. We'll end the live stream. Do we have to do any shout outs?
No shout outs. Ruru just said, love you guys.
Love you, Ruru.
Aiden
Ruru
made a comment about how he was there for all of it.
Yes, and he enjoyed some beautiful Reader's Pizza, which was good as well.
Cam Watt said, love the tight shots.
Thanks.
And
thanks, Cam.
Scooter Derek sent a emoji that has hard eyes on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Great.
That's always great.
Well, good.
Watch the rest of the podcast through YouTube or through the podcast app of your choice.
Awesome.
We're going to end that live stream there. Eventually, we are going to be live streaming
every show.
Every single show. But that we do have a milestone coming up, and I just wanted to table it today.
Okay.
Potentially in a 1 minute admin. Was that the whole thing that you wanted to get happening?
Admin in 1 minute.
Yeah.
We need definitely some catchy things.
So we'll just time this admin.
We should get a countdown ticker. Tick, 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 tick. I used to love that one. Radio set it up
like the beat the bomb type of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. But
I
anyway,
actually got it. I've got it on my computer somewhere.
No, that's fine.
I don't want it now, but.
The admin, so next week, in a week's time, so we're currently at 355. In 5 days' time, or sorry, 7 days' time, on Monday of next week, it's episode 360.
Mm.
And so
that's a good milestone.
Yeah, and so what I thought would be cool was that we actually film the episode in 360.
Oh, yeah. Well, we don't have a 360 camera. First thing we'd need to work out.
Mate, I've given away hats that we didn't even have, which we'll talk about soon.
Bit more expensive. Actually, probably on par by the time we fucking put the resources into it. 360. Have you ever used one of the cameras before?
No, I haven't.
Good thing we have Final Cut. You can edit the 360.
You can do it in Premiere too.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Probably takes 7 days to render it. But, I wonder. I mean, it's always a good experience. Have you seen any good 360 videos that you actually like?
No, not really.
Nah, me either. I haven't nailed it.
I haven't seen a talk show in 360, I don't think. Mm. I've just seen like GoPro yeah. stuff.
You know the stuff, like I was thinking, I've got one. I got given it by Jules Lund, the, what do you call it? The fucking Oculus
Go.
Tells you how much I use it. Oculus Go, he gave it to me for my 30th. But I've watched YouTube on the Oculus and it just sets up like a screen above a mantle with a wood fire in front, so you can change the scenery of where you're watching it. But I think in 360, having something like that where you could literally just be here moving your head back and forth, I think if it does take off, as in Oculus in the future, it will be pretty cool being in the room with Joe Rogan, being in the room, you know, with Brené Brown while she's doing an interview. It's pretty fucking amazing. So 360.
So I guess 360 just gives you the ability to, if you're in the room with Brené Brown, to turn around and see what's behind you.
Yeah, and having a dynamic room full of amazing people. Imagine Brené Brown, Oprah, Tony Robbins, all in the room, and you could walk over, look at Tony's hands.
You'll need to get them in a room first.
Yeah, I'm saying if people start creating the content for the consumer. So the thing is, we also would need to film it normally as well.
Mm. So,
because otherwise you're releasing.
I'm pretty sure YouTube's got a thing where you can just click, and on like a, it's got like up, down, left, right.
I'm thinking of redundancy. Around. I'm just thinking of the fact that we'll probably fuck it up.
Definitely.
Oh, true.
Definitely. And if it doesn't look good, it's just a bit of a nightmare.
Well. Yeah.
Look.
So why don't we? Because we're going to be doing two remote shows next week because we're in regional Victoria on a shoot.
Yeah.
So could we, and so that's exciting, that's another announcement, just cash, the casual announcement there.
We've blown the minute, admin, guys.
Yeah.
We've blown that minute.
Add 15. Add 15 minutes. What do we think about trying to, like, does anyone that is in our audience have an easy-to-use 360 camera that we can use on a road trip for the next 3 days? Oh,
actually doing it on a road trip, being in the hotel room while...
Well, that's when we were going to do it. If it's on Monday, we're going to be away on Monday. Why don't we go to a nice area, like regional Victoria, a really cool spot where there's a road or something, do the whole show.
In a paddock.
Yeah.
It would look cool.
Yeah.
I mean, weather permitting, of course. We'll have to make sure that...
Weather doesn't stop me doing anything.
Well, otherwise it's just going to be us in a car. And
we go outside. 3D Dill and I watching the Penguins on Saturday night.
Yeah, I could tell you what, that was one of the most boring live streams on our
Insta account. That was pre-Penguin because you can't.
There's not even commentary. It was just landscape. What was going on?
Who was that?
It was beautiful.
Yeah, was that?
Oh.
You should have at least...
I said stuff.
Did you?
I didn't hear anything.
I didn't hear anything either.
I did a fair bit of commentary. I said, oh, look, we're at the Nobbies.
Oh, I remember that. I mean, it was like a Saturday, it was
2 days ago.
Yeah. I saw Dill made a monstrous fuck up, just like myself, really. Yeah. What did you do at the fish and chip shop, mate? Won't happen again.
Oh, so I went to get the meal. And I read through the thing and I was like, oh, it doesn't come with chips. And I wanted chips. So I said, I'm going to get a small side of chips extra.
Mm. And I, to be clear, what I thought had happened was I thought he was getting, They had two options at the San Remo fish and chip shop. It was like a grilled fish pack. No chips in the grilled fish pack. It had salad. And they had the fat fish fat and pack. Chips, yeah, the fat yeah. pack, the fat which pack is what Brie and I were doing. Pack. And so 3D Deal said, I'm going to get a small side of chips with mine. Under the impression that I had that he was getting the grilled pack, which would have been sans chips.
Which
every single time Brie and I do fish and chips, she says the same thing every single time.
What is it?
Oh, we should have shared.
Yeah. Oh, mate, I saw the size of them. Old school fish and chip shops. Sharing is caring.
Well,
sharing.
I was a bit embarrassed because 3D Dill posted that photo.
Were you doing
photo.
A 500 day as well on the Saturday?
No.
You
didn't know? No, we didn't end up. But this is it's a 500 calorie day today.
Oh, okay.
Just running off coffee. I did Insta stories of getting my coffee ready this morning if you want to check that out.
They were more riveting than your live feed, that's for sure.
I thought the live stream was quite good. The visuals were quite nice. But anyway, so it was pissing down with rain.
Yeah.
Explain the experience of the penguins for people who don't know about Phillip Island or the penguins. Talk us through the whole experience. What stands out for you?
So Phillip Island has the largest, I think it's the only colony of little penguins in anywhere in the world.
I feel like Tommy wants to say, I see them in St Kilda.
They are in St Kilda, though.
Mm-hmm. Are they?
But
little?
He said largest.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to argue with the largest.
Yeah, I think it's the biggest colony
in
anywhere, because I think all penguin species exist below the equator in the southern hemisphere.
A friend of mine was in Antarctica recently. Yeah,
which is in the southern hemisphere.
Dude, should have seen these penguins. Yeah. So impressive. Like the size of him. Looked like fucking the old school Batman movie with the real life little penguin. These things were amazing. There was like thousands of them.
Emperor penguins.
I heard they're the big ones.
Tourists.
These weren't emperor penguins though.
No, these were these were
emperor
little penguins.
Penguins.
Sure, because of the head height.
I did hear a lady say, a tourist, very sweet accent. I won't do the accent with risk of sounding racist.
But so we know what accent it was.
No, we don't know. It could be any accent.
Is
French.
It Indian, Chinese, because you can use a French accent. You can do a German accent.
Why
without
is that?
Being racist. Just,
anyway.
Just the rule.
What they said was, I was expecting, or I thought a penguin was going to be as big as me. Is what they said.
Yeah.
He's
very anticlimactic because you see the penguins in the David Attenborough films and stuff, and you would think I'd think going down there I'm going to land there's going to be a huge penguin.
Which I definitely feel the pressure as a host that I'm thinking to myself, these fucking penguins better
small bitch ass penguins.
Yeah.
What did you think?
I mean, it was a cute thing to see because I've never seen anything like that in the wild, and like there's one thing looking at it in a zoo. Mm-hmm. And then going and actually seeing it in its natural habitat. Like they were about the height of the microphone stands.
Are they tiny?
Yeah, they're real small.
How close can you get to them?
They have a boardwalk that goes through
some
of the places. So if one was walking underneath the boardwalk, there was times where Josh, Brie and I were within like 10 centimeters of some of these penguins. Mm. Like you could reach out and touch them.
Do they smell? Was there a smell to
I didn't really.
Space?
I mean, it was pissing down rain, so I couldn't smell anything.
We drenched.
Yeah.
So did you have spray jackets or like, you know, rain jackets?
Yeah,
on?
So we did. Brie's North Face. Did you hear that noise from my mouth?
No.
It's like, anyway, I heard it for me, so that's all that matters. Brie had like a North Face jacket that wasn't really designed for rain. Mm. And so hers, it was like a wet doona.
Oh, no.
A little bit like that.
Did the Canadian at least have himself sorted?
Yeah, I got him. It was actually a better design. It was an actual rain jacket.
It was a proper rain jacket.
You didn't bring one from home?
I did, but I left it.
He also didn't bring a jumper. Like, did you bring any jumpers? Do you call them jumpers in Canada?
I call
sweaters.
So we got hoodies, sweaters, and crew necks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which are three different things. Mm-hmm. So a hoodie obviously has a hood on it. A crew neck is basically a hoodie without the hood.
Yeah, it's like the HP I've got.
Yeah. And then a sweater is typically something that would be knit.
Okay.
Like
okay.
From a wool.
Grandma would knit you.
Yeah.
Who knitted? Bodhi got this cute little beanie and
is it from
knits.
Your mum?
Yeah.
Is that your mum?
Yeah, my mum knitted that.
Shout out to 3D Deal's mum. What's your mum's name?
Michelle.
So shout out to Michelle.
I love how Josh said that faster than I did.
Yeah. Well, because I just knew that.
I saw. Yeah. Now it's coming. You've got it in. She follows us on Insta.
Yeah.
So
I've been looking a lot on our Insta stories,
So are you one of those people that checks who's watching them?
Well, that's why I know that you're not, because you posted an Insta story last night that only actually uploaded, I think it was about 8 hours later. You know the sun, you know the sunset shot, the video that you did, was that you?
No, what's that? No, that was 3D Deal.
It wasn't 3D Deal.
Not me.
It wasn't Tommy.
No.
That video that you did.
I was putting in overtime at the office.
If you have a look, the amount of views on that versus the morning stuff is significantly lower because
interesting,
your post didn't actually end up going live until like 10 hours later.
I didn't see it. I only saw it today.
Which is weird. So you did an Insta story. Yeah. It was like put into the system or whatever,
but it
didn't actually go up. But then it goes back. So it works chronologically, but it's got fuck all views.
I know people I mean, this is, I think, what it does when you are constantly checking who's watching your shit. You start getting a bit cray cray. Like I know, not you personally, you've definitely done this. There's a few people that I know haven't got back to, but it's swiped onto their, you know, it's got, I'm just banging through, just swiping through.
Just finger banging your phone.
Finger banging my phone. And I know I've rocked up to their story. And
just
then
panic.
Maybe what fucking swiped across.
Yeah.
But they've contacted me.
Yeah.
So it's like a no. Ringing. Yeah. It's like a no. But I'm like, fuck it. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't mean just because I'm having some time out watching Insta stories doesn't mean I need to get back to you.
Yeah.
Like, I think this is the problem, because it removes, if I succumb to that feeling and like feel obliged based on something like that, it's taking the power away.
That's
from
why
me.
I hate with it. That's why I like about the Daily Talk Show's Instagram. No one knows that it's me.
No, everyone knows it's you, bro.
But the thing was, this
I
is
actually it. Said we have to start getting back to people using our initials at the end, just to. I mean, otherwise,
what concern do you
always
have?
Assume it's Josh unless it has initials. That's probably a good
that's
rule.
Fair.
Always assume Josh is on the Insta unless you get the initials from 3D Deal.
But I reckon there's probably half a dozen people who over the weekend do not follow us, but view our stories.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what do you think? What are you taking from that?
Oh, look, I'm
What's
taking
the
they're curious.
Yeah?
It's
hate following? Hate watching?
It's worse than a hate follow, because they don't even want to give us the luxury of a follow.
Yeah.
They're like, I want to hate follow without the commitment.
It is, I mean, it's a like you really see, it's, you know, it's this. I mean, I don't like a great deal of stuff. I get pulled up by Amy because I haven't liked this thing, but I've seen it. Even my mum too, and it's nothing about me
well,
not
your
liking
mum actually
it.
Pulls it.
Mum's going, pulled me up. Have you liked it? Have you liked my photo? She has said it a couple of times. Have you seen my photo?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. You didn't like it. So I'm done.
It's definitely, especially when the algorithm wasn't as strong as it was, when you knew that everyone was seeing everything.
Yeah.
There was a lot more pressure. But Canada was the first country to trial not showing who has liked a photo.
Mm.
Did your mates talk about that at all?
Yeah. Some of the people that I know went off on it. Like, they were pissed about it. I'm like,
depressed.
I just don't care.
Mm. Like junkies.
Yeah.
I mean, so would it be fair to say the people who went off are people that get a lot of validation through the like system on Insta?
Yeah.
They really showed their cards.
Yeah. It's a lot of people from high school that have like just a very beautified image of themselves or trying to make it look like they're doing all this all this stuff.
Big babies.
Could be an Instagram move of just being.
Where was
PR
that coming from?
It's your computer.
Is that my computer?
Because you just logged in.
From what?
Instagram have like.
Nah, I stand by, that wasn't my computer.
I reckon. Well, you muted the iMac upstairs.
Yeah, and my computer is.
But you just signed in, so it's
kind
of.
I signed in on what?
No, you just opened it up.
Let me have a look. Oh, no, it was me.
Could it be like a PR spin that Instagram are doing to try and be seen to be like, we're helping, you know, we're trying to remove, you know, because it's gamifying. The like system was a gamifying play that people just fucking got behind.
Well, the interesting thing about Apple, so Apple has. They've done heaps of work on screen time, trying to reduce the amount of time people spend or making them more aware. Mm. And people think it's a direct play at Android and Google, because what Google wants and what Google are in the business of is us using their services.
Mm.
So if you think about Google Assistant, think about Gmail, Google Apps, they're trying to get us to use it more. Whereas Apple haven't really spent the same amount of time in creating that suite of systems. Mm. So once you have the phone, they care, I think, less than, say, Google is trying to inject themselves into a lot more areas.
Well, it's where their money is, right? Like, it's all in their subscriptions as opposed to Apple's just sort of up front at the moment.
And iCloud, I mean, is a testament to the fact that I don't give a fuck because it is a pain in the ass.
It's horrible.
Google Photos is good. I like Google Photos.
Yeah, Google Photos is good. But then there's still limitations on an Apple device. Like, you need to have your app open to suck in the photos. They don't just automatically, the phone's open, that's been the app's open.
I think is that a restriction that iOS created?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because it's not their product.
Yeah.
They'd be pissed off. Was there any other learnings from spending all your time looking at the Instagram people who are liking us?
No, but I did. I went on a bit of an Instagram rabbit hole.
Yeah.
And actually applied for verification for the Daily Talk.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we spoke about this. There's a bunch of...
Why did Mr. 97 react that way?
We can pay.
No, we don't want to pay.
Mr. 97 brought that to our attention. I spoke about it ages ago. It was like in a lot of these celebrity accounts, whenever there's a photo that goes up, Miley Cyrus, just look in the comment section. It's like, hey, get verified. Check out the link in my bio. Yeah. $100.
Which I'm curious if anyone has watched watching our show or listening, and has successfully done it. Let us know. But the there's actually so I saw our client Milkshake, which is a great new app that's getting built. It's actually, if you go to, what's there? Milkshake.app.
Or is it Go?
No, Go.milkshake on Instagram.
Milkshake.app.
Milkshake.app is their website, but they're basically making it easy for you to create like a microsite. So on your Instagram bio, you can click off and you can put your links on there and about section, all that sort of stuff. They got verified on the weekend. I was like, fuck, Milkshake, they're new and they're already
Who's
verified.
Done it? Who do we
I think
know?
It must be Madeline from their team, but...
Or they paid the $100
No.
through secure paper.
So when I ended up looking into it, and Bree said, Hey Tiger has the option of being verified too.
Mm.
However, the thing at the moment is Hey Tiger is Hey Tiger Co. On Instagram. And so what Bree is grappling with at the moment is they've got all of this... SEO juice and tags and all that sort of thing for Hey Tiger Co. But she's trying to work out, should they try, if you get verified, you can't then change the name.
Yeah.
So the question is, should she try and get Hey Tiger? It's currently got someone on an account or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's not like super active.
Mm. There is way, if you have an in with Instagram.
But my thing is, but I mean, to your point, 3D Dill the other day, you don't want to change your name to 3D Dill on Instagram for what you say.
Yeah, because then I will lose any of the other pictures that I've been tagged in since I got Instagram.
And so if 3D Dill, with the size of his personal brand, if he cares that much, no offense, Dill, but you're what would we describe as a low level micro influencer.
I don't know. I think I have more personal followers than the Daily Talk show.
Really?
So
how long you been on there for, mate?
I was in grade 10.
Yeah. Grade 10. Yeah. So a year ago. no, but if you are younger people generally outside of Mr. 97, because he only discovered Instagram a few weeks ago. But the younger people have a much higher rate of engagement. Mm.
I wonder why that is.
If you're showing skin, especially
people at church, like the church community, there's such a high engagement rate.
Would you consider joining a church if it guarantees? It's almost like the new age Instagram pool.
I mean, got to put a bit of time in
every Sunday.
A bit of worship happening. Head up to Hillsong, Melbourne CBD.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's an option.
Be a good way of upskilling with like using some of their black magic gear. And
I mean, but then you've got to have. Then you've got to. So then we've got to funnel them back to the Daily Talk Show.
From the church. That's a hard one.
Maybe I just fill it flat out. What's your name? The Daily Talk Show. I changed it. What was your name? No, it's always been the Daily Talk Show.
I think like there is a strategy in becoming friends of different religious organizations where we're not part of them specifically, but Hillsong could say, Yeah. Daily talk show, Friends of Hillsong.
Mate, have you, you know, Egg Boy, the kid who egged that
politician,
loose unit politician, Fraser Anning. So he's got like now 600,000-700,000 followers on Instagram.
The Egg Boy does.
Egg Boy does. Outrageous. Mm. Outrageous. Anyway, I'd say 80% of them are Muslim.
Oh, really?
They're like, you know, what is it? The God. So they reference their God. Yeah, Allah, you know, there's like all these references to this kid and that, you know, we're praying for you. You were such a great person. Like, it's for, let me just
there is definitely an advantage for us becoming, if we write down sort of the top five, get into the communities, if we all sort of, if we're all responsible to going to one sort of church event or religious event a week.
Will Connolly is his name. Oh, he's got a photo with Jules Lund, the last photo that he's got
which,
up.
Which is the biggest cult leader we know.
And this is like Havada's Fatah, Egg Boy, how are you? And it's so it's like all these people from, yeah, there's like Arabic writing here, which I can't read. We love you, Egg Boy. So many people. Like he gets hundreds of comments and a lot of them from the, you know, Muslim community.
Anyway.
Community.
Back on the Instagram so verification.
We need to egg somebody to get us our clout. You could do some kind of stunt. You know, like it's harder than ever to get a follow on Instagram.
Cut through.
Harder than ever. Like you can't, you know, Hamish Blake puts up a thing. You might get one or two. It's like it just doesn't.
One or two what?
Follows. Doesn't happen anymore. Like if he tags the Daily Talk Show.
Yeah, sure.
It's not a sure way for someone to just go up, go to there, go follow, you know, even if the content's good.
Yeah.
I mean, Mason might have to get his skin out a bit more.
Yeah.
Lathering up that coconut.
Would you ever do a
rickshaw? But then we get.
Yeah, eventually.
Summer, in summertime?
Yeah, I reckon we could. Yeah.
We could do a rickshaw. Do you know what I'd love if we were to paint the picture of what the rickshaw is? Could we get. What's that?
Coconut brand. No, coconut oil.
No, what is the thing that you throw that goes.
Oh, Vortex.
Vortex. Yeah, yeah. I think Mr. 97. On a backward swing with a vortex about to throw it in a summer sort of scenario, maybe lakeside, would look great.
I mean, mate, Mr. 97 had a few slide-ins to his DMs from, you know, some gay blokes. And they love Mr. 97. Yeah. He's got that sort of young, cute, you know, innocent look about him.
Yeah.
That'd eat you up, mate. Be careful.
No. I think it's across the board. He's had a lot of interest.
Yeah, which is great. And I just want you to take something.
Yeah. So the Vortex shop, we can definitely organise. So the Instagram verification, just very quickly before we go. I submitted on Instagram. You can actually go to settings.
Yeah.
And you can say verify my account. Click it, and then I put in the Daily Talk Show, like the details, and then. The one thing I think I may have fucked up is I took a photo that asked for documentation and I just took a photo of my driver's license.
But high chance you'll be flagged for fraud now.
Exactly, based on all of your shit. But because there's Josh Jansen, I don't know, which then I went down a rabbit hole of should we have more official documents for the Daily Talk Show?
I mean, a brand page, how does anyone do a brand page?
Because you would have
page.
Like a company... Like we've got big media company or whatever.
Owned that by the director, yeah.
So we need to work out.
Get its own bloody entity. Ah, that's hard.
We could do that.
This is why people just pay. Hopefully you can actually just pay. We actually someone slid into our DMs, Demi. She said, I posted up a photo of you, Matt Diavella and I. And I just said, listen, because Josh is on the latest ep of Matt Diavella's podcast, The Ground App Show. Mm-hmm. And Demi said, listen the other day. Such a good ep. Love your work.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was good actually. I listened to it on the weekend.
Oh, that's great. I cannot remember what I said.
Yeah, it was a lot of it was
I asked 3D Dill and he said, "Oh, you talked about Sam Harris meditation." I'm like, "That was fucking Tommy was 2 weeks ago."
No, because you were talking about like a routine and then it sort of like went a bit off track towards the end. I can't even remember what it was a bit all over the place at the end. It was good. It was interesting though. Like you talked about all these different.
I think we're in the game of just someone enjoying their time when they listen.
Yeah, I guess
not
that's what
just the specific.
You
take
can't
away.
Take away anything. We're on Uncommon.
Oh yeah, when's that
this
coming
week?
Out?
When's it coming out? Thursday.
Not sure when it's coming out, but it will be soon.
Yeah.
You wrote back to the email.
Yeah, I said it was great. I listened. It was good. I really enjoyed.
Yeah, you've got a sneak peek. So that's coming out. I think it's this week. I think my guess would be Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon.
We'll add it to the promises list that hasn't come through.
Yeah,
I think the biggest promise right now is the 360. Did you hear that in my voice? I feel like I'm very... It's whenever I'm on a 2-day, I get a bit gurgly because I feel like it's...
No,
it's like
mate. Running it's fucking 7 kilos of hot chips from the... and you probably got stuck into Dill's as well. Like, that's probably why.
We actually had donuts as well.
Oh, yeah, I had six... we bought 6 for $6.
Six.
They were real good. They were real good donuts. From Southland yesterday.
Is that? Did you do the post so on naughty. Instagram of yeah, the donuts? Yeah,
that was from Donut King.
You didn't sign off.
I thought that was Dill.
I thought and it was 3D Dill.
Then Dill said it was you, Josh. And then
it wasn't me.
Instagram story. It was an Instagram story. So I didn't really need to sign off. It was just I basically showed a donut machine, and I was like, "Should we hire one of these for Fat Fridays? We could hire a machine. Like you can hire pancake fryer. Machines. You can. I just want to hire the automated ones where it's just done. Press the button, puts it into the fucking cinnamon. Oh, a good cinnamon donut is so good.
Could we get a cinnamon shaker in the office?
No, what for? What do you mean? Just the spice?
No. Like, so you got cinnamon, ground cinnamon.
Yeah.
But what's the shit they're putting on? Is it like a sugar cinnamon mix?
It's, you can make it yourself.
When I got
obsessed with fucking trying to be lean, I'd use like, you know, that sort of that sugar that's not sugar. It's like
stevia?
Natvia actually do a granular sugar. Mm-hmm. So it looks and feels like sugar. But I mix that into half a little bottle of cinnamon. And I mix it up and put it onto the, put it onto porridge. It was lovely. You could put it onto anything. But it was, it made you shit yourself. Because it was that artificial, that plant.
I'm glad Mr. 97's feeling better anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good to have you back, mate. We missed you.
Yeah, good to be back.
Anything, Mr. 97, that we need to just sign off on?
So the patches and the squeegees are ready to go out today.
Uh-huh. What's happening with the hats? I said I needed them out today.
No, the hats are delayed.
Hit a bottleneck.
What do you mean a bottleneck?
Nah, we'd change of mind last minute, so we're.
It wasn't a change of mind. It was a huge upgrade. We've got higher quality hats.
Yeah.
We spoke to our merchant, merch king Hayden, who has hooked us up with a solution.
They're going to be good.
They're going to be. It's a huge upgrade.
Embroidered hats.
A lot better than our iron-on.
Yeah. So with the iron-on patches method. Will be. They're going out today.
They still serve a great purpose.
Oh, absolutely. They're beautiful
because you can put them on anything.
Kat from Nando's, her dog has like this sort of like a little denim jacket. Mm-hmm. And she's put a few stickers on of a few little patches. So we're going to give her one to iron on to her dog's coat.
Could you put
coat.
On Abby? Has Abby got a coat?
No, she doesn't have a coat, no.
What does she do in winter?
Nothing, she just...
She freezes.
Yeah.
Well, she's inside all the time. Okay. And under the covers,
baby doesn't leave.
Though. Exactly. Yeah.
She barked at me so much yesterday. She was in the office.
Yeah.
Came into this office.
Yes. Came into the office, yeah.
Really?
And
when we were picking up Dill yesterday.
Yeah. And so I was very, very close.
To punching it.
No, to barking back. Like, so I was like very low.
Yeah, it's a natural instinct, you know.
Yeah. And Mr. 97's mum, Denise, was here, so I didn't want to sort of act up poorly.
But no, Denise, he will bark back.
Yeah, next time I will bark
now
back.
You know.
Yeah. But so we've got that. But also, Hey Tiger.
Yes.
On Friday, for Fat Fridays, Hey Tiger gave us some epic chocolate, which is Gemma's favourite chocolate. Anyway... We had a couple of orders using the Daily Talk Show.
Happy with that?
Hashtag. Oh, sorry, not hashtag. Hashtag the
discount code.
Yep. Where you get a free mystery mini. However, there is a slight embarrassment based on Breeze, the marketing director. Mm. She pitched, the Daily Talk Show. You should support the podcast. It's great. They've got heaps of listeners. Yeah. And we get two fucking orders.
Two? I'm happy with two. Imagine none. Like, we got to be optimistic here, boys.
But the thing is that...
You didn't like my idea of putting it on Oz Bargain. We could have seen a bunch of gronks get this patch that they have no idea.
Yeah.
What's this?
Well, they had a huge amount of orders, but only a couple used our...
Yeah.
And so I was saying, maybe people didn't want to use the... Which made no sense, the coupon code. So anyway, the coupon code or discount code or whatever they call it on their website is active until June 24.
All right, that's enough time to get a few more orders.
Yeah. So
and the code is
the Daily Talk Show,
no spaces.
Correct.
All in caps, or it doesn't.
It doesn't have to be. Okay. I'm guessing. But the thing is that if you do that, you get a mystery mini, which is great. So they throw in a free little chocolate.
Yeah.
Plus, I have given them, and this is why I'm slightly embarrassed, I gave them about 20 patches and about 50 stickers to include in all of them. And so what's Hey Tigers? Is it heytiger.com.au? What's the actual – because that's what I didn't actually say the
we didn't do the
URL.
Right. So, mate, if we didn't say the URL, if we didn't say the URL and two people bought something, that's a fact. So that's a win.
Heytiger.com.au, try the chocolate. It's supporting farmers in West Africa through the Hunger Project. It's a social enterprise. It was started by Scientaid, a friend of ours who's been on the show, and use the discount code The Daily Talk Show at checkout.
All right. We've been waffling on for a while, but I'll just finish up with some reviews that have come through.
Yeah.
We've got one from Cam Shand. A couple of Aussies having a chat about their day. It may be related to the media creation industry, interviewing some of the world's leading industry experts and game changers of our time. Or it's just a random talk about cereal, the Asian food shop across the road, or anything else that's popped up into the mind of Josh. Tommy tends to stay on topic more so. Remember to check out their YouTube channel if there's a visually enhanced segment or the Insta stories for some quality behind the scenes. Thanks, man. That's an in-depth review.
And thanks as well to Jace, who likes to be called Jay.
Yeah.
Jake.
From the Coconut Crew.
Is that Jace?
That's Jace, yeah. That's my mate.
How do you get Jay out of Jace?
Jace. Jay. J is the letter that starts with Jace.
T. I guess you're calling me T, but then he spells it. I'm not spelling it T-E-E. I want to be called T. He spells it J-A-Y. So it's like a completely different name.
He said, never been a fan of podcasts up until now. Ahead of the game. It's very hard reading Tommy's screen because I didn't have it up.
But he missed the bit. Funny, witty, entertaining, personable and lovable. Feels like I've known them my whole life.
That's nice. Thanks, Jace.
Have you met the Coconut Crew yet?
No, I haven't.
All right. Maybe we need to get the Coconut Crew in for a Fat Fridays when we've got our studio set up. Maybe
it needs
to
be coconut themed.
Maybe we can get the Coconut Crew doing a eating contest like we, like we're up here and there over there with – you know, on a table where they're having to go 3, 2, 1, get through as many Weet-Bix with no water, with no liquid.
Oh, gross.
Hi, thedailytalkshow.com is our email address. If you want to send us an email, as you heard, we've been doing Instagram lives and being very active on Instagram. So if you haven't followed us on there yet, it's The Daily Talk Show.
And if you've watched our Insta story, Josh is on to you if you don't follow
us. Just give us a follow. Just why don't you? It's easier. It will actually just come up onto your phone rather than having to
search us,
click through all the stories and then leave.
Yeah.
To be a good, maybe good, we should be a good person.
Follow them to go. We're listening. We know.
There's a bit of that. I think there is some spam from Russia that have specifically, like that's a tactic they use because there's a few Russian models who viewed our stuff.
And no, that sounds about legit. Few Russian
models. It's from your around.
No, they heard about Mr. 97. Young 19-year-old, might be able to marry him, move to Australia, the great land. Who knows? Anyway.
It's a Daily Talk Show. We'll see you tomorrow, guys.
See you, guys.